Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcast by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Did you hear or read any interviews with a woman who recently released a book on the Sybil story? Back in the 70s, Sybil was famous. It was a famous movie. It was about a woman who apparently had a multiple personality disorder. And I say apparently because what the book is about is the fact that she didn't. She just faked having a multiple personality disorder because she was lonely and scared, and the psychiatrist was so helpful and paid attention to her. And even though the psychiatrist involved knew that her patient was lying, by then she had so much invested in this, a book, a movie. How could she admit that it had all been a hoax? All I could think of is the phrase semantic contagion. This is a concept that was introduced a while back, and it referred to the fact that the diagnosis of mental or emotional problems seems to occur in waves, almost like fads. This made sense to me because I can remember when I was a kid, people were always succumbing to, quote, nervous breakdowns, unquote. Nervous breakdowns disappeared, but since then we've had a succession of waves. We had the attention deficit hyperactivity wave, we had the depression wave, then we had the bipolar wave. On the medical side, we had the rise of food allergies, actually all kinds of allergies. Naturally, this made me wonder whether this happens in companion animals. And I believe it does. Certainly, if you want to talk about semantic contagion gone viral, think about spay and neuter. Yes, there are places where the surgery is warranted. But the whole thing just got out of hand, and in some quarters it's still going viral. And there's a similar phenomenon with vaccinations, annual vaccinations. Do we see the same thing in behavior? I think we do. As our knowledge of normal animal behavior has plummeted, normal behaviors are increasingly likely to be viewed as problematic, and problematic ones as normal. If you watch YouTube, you will see numerous videos of animals displaying stereotypic stressful behavior. The kind of behavior that would make someone like me cringe, because these animals are obviously distressed. But these videos are often set to catchy music, and sometimes very creatively so. And in such a way, not only does the video go viral, but the idea of, oh, how I wish my dog or my cat would do that. And then similar maladaptive behaviors become reinforced and become associated with normal. All of these, I think, are good examples of semantic contagion. We all contribute to it. We all feed into it. Certainly the media feeds into it. But it's really a shame, isn't it? When I read that interview about Sybil, I couldn't help feeling sorry for this woman. All she wanted was attention. And she didn't realize that rather than attracting the parental figure that she wanted, she attracted someone who was every bit as attention-seeking as she was herself. I think that's what happens a lot of times with our animals, their behaviors. They engage in these attention-seeking behaviors because they want us to function like reliable, calm, self-confident lighthouses. And we reward them by being every bit as reactive as they are. So instead of getting what they want, all they get is reinforcement of the negative behaviors that they used in an attempt to gain that stability. So we tend to think of ideas that go viral as a positive thing. But not all viruses are friendly, any more than all ideas are friendly. So it's worthwhile to evaluate the disease of the month, or the hot new training technique, or the hot new treatment, the hot new diet, the hot new supplement, and just step back and get a longer view.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.